Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by Life West, the Chiropractic College. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of our Life by Life West webcast. And this has just been taking off so phenomenally. I'm Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life West. With me today is my partner in health, my partner in life, and my partner in everything that's great, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Mary, welcome. And we got a really special guest today. We have somebody who I feel that you will get to know in these next 30 minutes on a more intimate level. Someone who's doing amazing things for our profession behind the scenes, but on the front lines. And we're thrilled to bring you Jim Chester. Welcome, Jim.
Hey, Dr. Ron, Dr. Mary, thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's great. And as an introduction, I don't think I have to introduce what Jim does. He's a branding specialist. Obviously, we can see Chiro Hustle everywhere, which is awesome. I'll tell you a little bit about Jim. He grew up in Davenport, Iowa. He's been working in the chiropractic profession for 13 years. When we asked him, well, how'd you get, he grew up in Davenport, right? He went to school in Davenport, went to Mary Crest International University on a soccer scholarship, ended up going to work. He'll probably tell the story, going to work in chiropractic. And he's on the front lines and he's working every day to get chiropractic out, our message out to the public. And it's just really, really amazing that he's got a background in marketing and journalism. He's using it to the max. His partner has a background in film. He produced two documentaries, which you can go to, is it chirohustle.com?
Yep.
Chirohustle.com. You can see the documentaries there on chiropractic. Just amazing things in chiropractic. And Jim, we are really, really excited to have you today. So thanks for joining us again.
Looking forward to sharing and inspiring some people.
Yeah, well, you've already inspired Mary and I, I'll tell you that, just before we even got on. But, let's just start. I mean, just, share with us, how you got in and what your message, to chiropractors is.
Well, I started working in a chiropractic office doing traction work, CBP specifically, the Harrison's work. I was working in two offices and I started doing testimonials for chiropractors and realized that there's a bigger story there. And recently I've had a chance to get to know Les Brown and he was on our show and he said, I don't want to do anything that promotes cut it out, drug it out, burn it out. And I was like, Les, I don't either. So we're on the same page. And when I started doing these testimonials, even 13 years ago, I realized that chiropractors were not promoting the cut it out, drug it out, burn it out type of message. And I was seeing people cry on camera. And I was hearing the story of people being able to do things with their families that they weren't doing before, like playing with their grandkids and people sleeping at night that didn't have migraines anymore. And people that could go back to a quality of life with, their activities of daily living that they really appreciated before a car crash, or they had some injury where they were hurt, where they had sciatica and it went away and they could go back to a quality of life of being a gym rat again. So whatever they like to do, chiropractors were storing them back to it. Yeah. And it wasn't adding anything extra into them. It was simply removing interference. So when I started to understand this, I found BJ Palmer's big idea. And then I realized that all else follows. Yeah. So I started to get a really good fundamental philosophical ground to myself. And I already understood biophysics of the human condition with the spine and posture distortion. And I started to understand that if we could restore people, then this is the most beautiful profession I could be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. You know, and so interesting, you grew up, how far from from BJ, where BJ Palmer was.
I grew up in BJ Palmer land.
Down the street, right? From college?
One mile away, yeah.
It's crazy. It's just amazing. Must have ran into Palmer students all the time growing up, man. It must have been like, you know, every other person in the store was a Palmer student.
Well, I was always curious because, you know, when I was in high level traveling soccer, we would get guys that were at school that would come and adjust us. And I always knew that when I was getting adjusted, I performed better.
Yeah.
So I was kind of upset when the student chiropractor wouldn't come to the games. Cause I'm like, man, I need to get adjusted.
Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
So I have a question because when I tell people, when I'm out in the public and I tell people about chiropractic, I hear people say a lot like, wow, I didn't know that. I thought you guys were just treating back pain. And I usually have a saying that I've been saying for years and years. And I say, yeah, chiropractors haven't done a great job marketing. And that's where you come in because I always think there's so many people who say that. Oh, I thought you guys just, worked on bad backs. And I've always said that. Yes, we just haven't done a great job on marketing. So speak to that because you're the master at this about branding and marketing. Can you speak to that about?
Well, absolutely. I had to do a lot of stuff I didn't like to do. When I was working at the office, I had to go out and do screening events. Mm-hmm. Thought it was awful. I had to go out and join a chamber group. I had to join a BNI group. Mm-hmm. And I had to represent the clinic because the doctors didn't do that. They wanted me to go do that. So I had to understand how to communicate chiropractic to groups of local professionals. So what I did, it's really quite clever, is I got some pictures of what it looks like to have abscessed teeth. And I showed people a perfect smile and I showed them what it looks like to have inflammation around a tooth. And I said, which one do you want? No one ever wanted the inflamed tooth,
right,
with the abscessed tooth and the swollen gums. And I go, well, this is what it looks like in your spine. When you have a misalignment of your spine, that's what your spine looks like. It's not just the pain response, whatever we call it, but that's what the tissue looks like around your osseous part of your spine. And that's what the soft tissue looks like, but you just can't see it. You feel it. But I was like, that's what a chiropractor does, is they find that area, which is called a subluxation. They correct that. And then they allow that body to chill down. And then it goes back to its normal capacity, which is functionality. And I can't tell you how many times I met people with that talk. And as simple as it was, I only had to talk for 10 minutes because people already understood that they didn't want to have a swollen lesion on their spine. Because then I was able to tell them that those are the same pathways that control their organ system. I said, why do you think it's called an organ system? Because it's organized. And you have 25 vertebrae or 24 vertebrae that go down your spine. And each one of those vertebrae has a signal that goes to each one of those organ systems that has a functionality. It's attached to that. So now we understand that your organ system is controlled by that. Your nervous system controls those. And now we understand that your immunity is controlled by that too. So if you have that, why do you think that your body is missignaling and misfiring and saying that something's wrong? Well, if you wanted to come get that checked out, we'd be happy to do that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And the powerful thing, Jim, is it's coming from a layperson, mm-hmm. And because when they hear it from you, and this is something chiropractors should be saying also, but when they hear it from you, it's like you have no, so to speak, horse in the race, right? And the interesting thing that Mary brought up, which I think is so powerful, is that we truly haven't. We offer so much as a profession. I mean, I think the three of us will agree that, back pain, chiropractors do a phenomenal job with, but the truth is, it's like kind of like going in the Starbucks for a black cup of coffee. Like, why do they got to go pay that? It's like one of the lowest levels, right? And then we can work our way up to performance and work our way up to optimal function and everything that you're talking about, right? And how do we get that message in a bottle? Because this, you go to a dentist and most people say, yeah, dentists work on your, they work in the mouth. Talk to people about chiropractic, they might think we work on the feet, I don't know.
True. Well, as I got to know intimately more of the profession after studying people and understanding like the communication segment of chiropractic and understanding the utilization of the public to chiropractic, I joke around sometimes and I tell everybody, yeah, the chiropractor, they adjust you for free, man. You just pay for their 7 years of education. Right. And you pay for their expertise in order to get you out of the trouble that you're in. Like they would happily adjust you every day of the week for free. But the reason that you pay their fees is because you're paying for the expert. You're going to the person that knows how to take care of what your concern is, and they can help you. Yeah. So that's why the fees are the way that they are, and the business is set the way that it is. And I think that honestly, you just have to be a relationship builder. That's the number one thing I'd tell anybody. So I go back to old school marketing. People, Napoleon Hill said it. People go and work with people that they know, like, and trust. And I'm sure you guys aren't, you know, I'm not telling you something new, but I've removed that middle word. I've put love in there. People work with people they know, love, and trust. Yeah. And when you go out into your community and you build relationships with people, I really believe that that's the brand of chiropractic. It is a give, love, serve profession. And it is a tell the story profession. And it is, you know, when I got into it, I was like, look, if I could just tell the story more than anybody else, then we're going to help with the brand equity of this profession. Yeah. So I think that all that comes into an alignment with what you guys are saying is, yeah, chiropractors do a great job of helping people with the symptomatology that they get, but we also help with the long-term lifestyle that is the byproduct of the trust and the love and the service.
All right. So doctor, I want a free consultation here. we have a problem, you know, I mean, the symptom in our profession is that chiropractic is a lot of things to a lot of people. Right.
Yeah.
And as a marketing specialist, right, how do we bring that in? I'll just ask you for a 60-second consultation. That's it. But how do we bring that in to the point where people can actually understand what we do, you know?
So I'll just briefly share with you. Nick, for the 6 years, I went out, I started my own little marketing agency where I did 600 chiropractic screenings in 36 months. I scheduled in 3,000 new patients during that time. And I was averaging 82 new patients a month. 70% of these people are showing up to their first visit. So I know the stats, the metrics. Last year, I went to the Alaska State Fair and scheduled in 665 patients with the same technique that I'm going to share with you guys.
Wow.
We did that in 12 days. So what I do is I meet somebody. I say, hey, to do this 2-minute survey with me. Tell me what's going on. They fill out the top part. It's got their name, phone number, email address, where they live, where they work. It's got 5 or 6 things that they can check. I ask them, did you hurt yourself? Are you doing anything for it? Have you ever considered chiropractic? All right, great. Well, you just already told me that we can help you. Now I'm going to ask you, have you ever been to a chiropractor before? Yes or no? Was it a good experience? Okay, great. Well, I know one thing for sure. You're here today with me because you want us to help you. Awesome. So then I walk them down the line and I tell them, hey, look, we are doing a scheduling event today. If you like to come see us, you get a chance to meet with our doctor for 30 minutes. I know that today's economy, seeing a doctor is really hard to do. So what we're going to do is give you the opportunity to come see us. First visit, we're going to do a full exam, consultation, health history. We'll do some insurance verification if you have it. If not, no problem. At that point, we're going to shoot some x-rays if we need them. That might be an upcharge in the fees, but we'll let you know that on day one. Day two, you're going to come back in. We're going to tell you what we found, how much concern there is. We're going to tell you how we can help you. At that point, you're going to see if we can build a relationship with you and become your doctor. If that's the case, then we'll go forward and we'll start getting you under care. And you're going to be able to be a part of our practice. And I guarantee you one thing, you're going to like us. I high five them. I schedule them for their first visit. So I took somebody from a place of unknowing, unaware, unattached, to a conversion, a conversation. And now 70% of these people that I schedule in with this offer show up for their first visit.
Wow. Beautiful. And were they charged or not charged?
I charge everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's value there.
I put a deposit down for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I love how you built. It's like just listening to you. I pretended that I was a layperson. Uh-huh. And all I felt was like, I just want to be your friend. Like, and I loved how you positioned that, like, oh my God, you're right. Like, who gets a 30-minute, you know, consultation with the doctor? You know what I'm saying? Like, undivided attention. But it was more about, like, it was more about you. It was like, I really was, you heard, was like, hey, we can do something together here.
Yeah. And I tell them, you know, if it's not the right fit and you come in for those first two visits and you don't want to be a part of what we're doing, there's no strings attached for further care. But I guarantee you one thing, you're going to know more about your health than you did when you first came in, and you're going to get all your questions asked, answered that you have to ask us.
Yeah. I love it. Wow. I love it. Well,
that's really cool.
And it brings us to a point, you know, about marketing, right? You know, old school marketing, you know, new school marketing. And I know there's a lot, and I really want to tap into, you know, some of your genius, you know, that you know, open up your skull and kind of reach into your brain and wire in to see, you know, what's working these days. And you know, I don't even know how to even define old school and new school, you know, but you do, I'm sure. But you know, talk to us about that, and let's converse around that.
So the jam sessions like this, I mentioned a couple of core things you have to do. Number one is you have to be a great practitioner. Number two is you have to have self-confidence, self-esteem. Those are things that are intangible. They're yours if you possess them. But when it comes to marketing, go to young professionals groups. I think you have to be in the mix with your local community. So that's old school marketing. I think being in a BNI chapter, old school marketing. I think going out and doing screening events, old school marketing. Referrals, old school marketing. I think that all those things you wouldn't even have to do new school marketing if you just did that stuff well.
Yeah.
A lot of chiropractors I talked to are like, yeah, I've never run a Facebook ad. I've never gone out and done a screening event. I just get referrals. I'm a referral-based practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people become in that their zone of genius and they do that. But now where we're at, with Chiro Hustle specifically, I wanted to move the free line faster than anyone else. I wanted to offer more content than anybody else in the marketplace could be. I wanted to become a monster. I wanted to outpace everybody when it came to moving the free line. So I think that if you have good quality content, you can build relationships one-on-one like we're doing right now, or one to three. We're building relationships here. I think when you do that, it supersedes all barriers.
Yeah.
And with us, we've done 350 episodes and over 1,000 interviews in 4 years. So I've built a relationship and a connection with each one of those people. And I would urge everybody out there that's watching this to create your own podcast and to make a list of your dream 100, 100 people within your local community that you could bring onto your show and talk to them about their business. And now you're going to become a referral source from all those people that think about anything with headaches, neck pain, back pain. Unfortunately, that's what they're branded as. Any motor vehicle accidents, any sports injuries, they're going to think about you first because you are the one that spent some time with them, featured them on your show, and talked to them about your business or their business to your audience. So I think everybody should be podcasting. That's new school marketing. I think everybody should understand branding and positioning of their personal, of who they are. And they should create their own quotes. I see a lot of people like to share other people's stuff, whether it's Rocky Balboa or Gandhi. People like to share other people's genius. Well, I think people should quote themselves. And I think people should work on their own branding and identity within the marketplace that sets them apart. It doesn't have to all be chiropractic. You know, Gary Vee says it. It's jab, 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 right hook. Give them free, give them free, give them free, and then ask for offer. So that's new school marketing. So understanding the brain that goes into what it takes to build a brand local and what it takes to build a brand digitally, those two worlds are now meeting. So now you can have the one-on-one BNI meetings on an interview. Now you can have the coffee dates on an interview. Now you can have the dinner get together on an interview. And it serves both purposes because now we're amplifying the message of chiropractic, because that's the host of the show. And that message is going out to all these different influencers in your local community. So the Dream 100 is you're going to look within a 7-mile radius of your business, and you're going to create a list of everybody that's an influencer in your local market. And you're going to reach out to them and do a call of action and say, look, we have a show that we're going to feature your business. We're going to interview you, and we're going to feature your message. It's going to go on to Spotify, Google Play. It's going to go on to all the major streaming platforms, YouTube. and we're going to share your story. And then you can really share that story with your friends and family too. So they look like the winner.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, it's like so simple. And it's genius. And in my head, while Jim was talking, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, so what's the cost for a microphone and what's the cost for a headset? And you got the computer already and, you know, you just need to have a platform that doesn't cost much to be able to load it up onto. And it goes on to Spotify and goes on to Apple and goes on to all these different, but, and you just became a rock star for probably less than $300. And forget about them. I only brought the money up because who shouldn't be doing this? I mean, you know, everyone should do this.
I saw the question. I was going to ask the same thing. So do you know a lot of people that are doing this? Because obviously you've shared with this idea with a ton of people.
Well, we started a program teaching people how to upstart podcasting, okay, which I thought was something that was really essential. I could teach our students if they wanted to learn how to do a podcast from the ground floor up. I think it's so important that people know how to do this one thing, because this one thing creates many things.
Yeah.
One piece of content can be repurposed on so many different levels. And that's the part that we did a really good job with early on, as I understand it, the repurposing strategies of taking one thing and making many things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we could talk one-to-one, but like your show today, we're not only talking one-to-one, we're now talking one-to-many. Yeah. And that's the difference between creating a movement and niching down and knowing what your target audience is, knowing who your avatar is, knowing who your listener is, and knowing these demographics. It's going to help you in all aspects. You know, that's really why I get the opportunity to speak with you guys today, because I've been relentless in my programming and my show, and I haven't skipped any dates. I haven't skipped any days. And I want to put out more content than anybody else on planet Earth when it comes to the chiropractic message. Yeah. So there's no surprise why I get a chance to be featured on your guys' show today, because I show up early and often.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, because I think the biggest stopgap for people, you know, is I don't have content. But the truth is they've got so much content. I mean, they have more content than they could ever imagine if someone just was able to share with them, here's your content. You know, it doesn't have to be an article that you wrote. It doesn't have to be a television show that you did. Just the chiropractic story can be broken into 33 different pieces of content with the 33 principles. I mean, there's mm-hmm. so much content. And I love what you said. Repurposing it is where it's at.
Well, it even gets better. Because the content's evergreen, it lives on forever.
That's right.
And what I'm doing is building a tapestry of the chiropractic story, and my North Star is 1,000 shows, and we've done 350. And I think that when I stay true to my North Star, I don't drift off course.
Yeah.
I have one mm-hmm. vision, one mission, and one purpose, and that's to tell the chiropractic story. We come out twice a week, Monday and Thursday. And I wish I could make an everyday show, but there's not enough people that are, I can put it on a lineup to do that many interviews a week with chiropractors. If I could put out a daily show, I would.
You need your top 1,000 in order to get through 3 years, right?
Yeah.
But you know, the cool thing is this is like, as you were saying that, and Mary, you know how my mind works.
I know.
I'm spinning right now going,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, Jim, we're going to get you to be speaking to our students so that you can share this information, because I'm thinking, good, you put this podcast on every week, let's say in your town, whatever town it docks in. And part of that is you do a test. You have a testimonial from one of your patients as almost like a commercial, right? Mm-hmm. And people get to hear this stuff, and you're just constantly educating while you're sharing other people's businesses, like you said. And it's the synergy is just beautiful. I mean, it's all about brand awareness, right? And but we've always been told, but you got to tell them, this is what I do, and this is why I do it, this is how I do it, and this is where I do it. And if you don't want it, then I'm going to go to the next person. Instead of nowadays, it's like, just put yourself out and let people get to see you more and more. And like you guys talked about, build that love, right? Build that trust.
And I really believe that that's the reason why I'll be speaking at the Wave when you guys have an open enrollment for that program, because
I'm writing it down right now.
Because I can speak to the people that are in school and they can relate to me. And I can speak to the people that are been in practice for 30 years and they can relate to me. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing when you build brand awareness with a mission and vision and purpose, and you have your North Star so clear that you, the law of attraction turns on.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is we become an influence by doing our diligence on taking care of ourselves and doing one thing really well. And Chiro Hustle was birthed out of adding more value to chiropractic. I never did it to become some influencer. I did it because no one else was doing the job.
Yeah.
Well, no, and I love too what you said, like obviously like the podcast, that's a genius idea. You're probably looking at like, it's so simple. Like who would have not thought about that, but just like the way you positioned it was genius. Right. So speaking to someone like me, who's been in practice for 35 years, I also love what you said, which if I heard you correctly, it was like, if I said like, yeah, I'm not interested in doing a podcast. It doesn't feel comfortable for me, or I don't want to do that. I heard you say before, like if you want to do screenings, like be great at screenings. Like there's so many other ways. It's not like you're just saying like either do podcasts or just suffer. Right. It's like, what I heard you say, it was like, there's a lot of different things you can do, but just kind of know what you're doing, know why you're doing them, have the self-confidence for like, if somebody loves screenings and they're great at them, obviously you were. When you were doing screenings, you were obviously really successful at them.
I still do them because I like to.
And I'm sorry. Like I always hated doing screenings, but I did them. We did them for years. It's like, I'm thinking about that now. When you just bring up the word screening, I kind of like cringe.
I changed the whole conversation from being a screening to a scheduling event. I put a target out there. I'm going to go get 30 new patients today. And I do it. It's not about screening anybody. It's about scheduling them in.
Yeah.
So I had to switch the whole paradigm of what the old model was. And I had to rebrand it to myself. So it was more fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just gamified it.
So tell the truth. Before you tweaked it, at one point, did it suck?
Sucked bad.
Okay, good. And then you kept tweaking it. Okay, good. That just makes me feel better.
You just vindicated yourself, Mary.
They were awful. Yeah.
Yes, you're normal.
but as I learned a strategy that made it fun for me, I listened to this guy named Barry Anderson. Mm-hmm. And he said, if we don't tell people the truth about chiropractic, someone else will close there from drugs or surgery. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if I'm going to go out there and represent the most beautiful profession on planet Earth, which is chiropractic, and I'm going to do my damnedest to save people from drugs and surgery. So when somebody comes into my circle, they're the only person on planet Earth that matters. I don't care if there was 20 people lined up behind them. The only person that matters to me at that moment is that person right in front of me. I won't look over their shoulder. I'll look right at them. I'll ask them what's going on. I'll ask them how they injured themselves. I'll ask them if they're doing anything for it. I'll ask them if they'd like to hear about a phenomenal promotion today. If they say yes, I tell them what it is. I tell them what they get. I tell them what they're going to experience. I tell them what they're going to expect. And I tell them that they're going to appreciate the opportunity. So when that happens, that's magic to me.
Yeah.
That I just went from a regular person to a wizard.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is that, but I think the key to it is you genuinely care.
I do.
I know. I get it. And because of that when they're the only person in your universe, you are so right there with them. They feel that connection. They feel what you talked about earlier, that love, and they know that you care about them, you know, mm-hmm. And every doctor can do that because that's why we're doing what we're doing. We're out there to change the world, right? Make the world a better place. I love it, man. Hey, listen, we could go on and on and on, and I would love to. We'll bring you back on the show. My question for you is this. I got just a quick question. I want you to take 30 seconds, all right, or 45 if you need the extra 15. Share with our viewers what Chiro Hustle is so that they can get a good idea.
Chiro Hustle is a free anybody to jump into and learn more about the chiropractic profession. It's a brand. It's a movement. It means the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it any other way.
It's your baby. But when they go to chirohustle.com, is there stuff that we just talked about? Or is all the podcasts on there? Is there materials for them to be able to look at? Services for them to be able to see if they want to take?
Yeah. So we have done a decent job. Now, I wouldn't say the best job out there at self-promotion, but because we hit so many channels so frequently, Yeah. It's a self-fulfilling marketing move as it just starts to roll the way it's supposed to. So if people wanted to work with us, they come to page one, they can work with us as a company. If people want our free movies, they can go to the bottom of the page and download mm-hmm. the free movies. If they want to check out any of the episodes we've ever done, they can check out the episodes there. If people want to see what our sponsors are and who supports us with their dollars, they can see our sponsorships that we have there. If they want to become a sponsor, we really appreciate people that support our brand with sponsorship. Yeah. Co-branding, I would say to people that are considering doing podcasting, it's the lifeblood. I always tell people, don't ever think about your first 10 episodes because you, your mom, your goldfish, and your dog might listen to them. Think about the first 100 episodes. Right. And when you hit that first 100 episode, that means something really special. So I never really thought about my first 100 episodes. I'm thinking about my first 1,000.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answered the question. It was a little long-winded. Yeah.
It definitely did. It definitely did. It definitely did. Well, thank you, man. That's awesome. We're coming to our close. We appreciate always it. Ask our guests two questions, and we're gonna do that right now.
Well, we're gonna tweak the question a little bit. As we were chatting before we started, everyone thinks you're a chiropractor. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even our reminder for this webcast today had you listed as Dr. Chester. So that's kind of funny. Okay, but you're not a chiropractor, but you're an amazing advocate for chiropractic. And normally at the end of these, we ask what advice would a chiropractor give themselves as a student? We're going to ask you the same question, even though you're not a chiropractor. What advice would you give yourself? If you were a chiropractic student, just starting out with all your knowledge and expertise.
So when I open up my episodes, looks like I froze. But when I open up my episodes, I tell people we do three things. We protect free speech in chiropractic. We support subluxation-based chiropractors. We believe in innate intelligence and universal intelligence, that man, the physical, is connected to man, the spiritual, that when the person gets adjusted, that gets freed and they can have total life expression. I tell them that we protect the sacred trust. And if you don't know what that is, go and find it and study it. So I would tell anybody to get philosophically grounded in the profession and know why they're doing what they do, become very specific with their technique and understand that the adjustment is what makes chiropractic unique, distinctive, and non-obvious. That's what sets it apart from every other profession in the world, is the adjustment. So you better understand the philosophy, you better understand the adjusting.
Love it, love
That's
it.
Great.
Second question, same thing. But now you're speaking to yourself as a new practitioner, fresh out of school. What would you say?
I would say to anybody that just upstarts is to find mentors. Understand that you have to take care of you and you have to take care of four components of your life. That's your body, which is eating something green, drinking something green, filling yourself with fuel. Like real fuel, and taking care of your body with working out, any type of exercise, do it every day. Don't take days off. Get adjusted, get acupuncture, get massage, do float tanks, something to support your body. Your spirituality, you have to be spiritually grounded. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that you have to have a relationship with the Creator. And whether that's going to church, whether that's journaling, meditation, prayer, affirmations, do it. When it comes to personal relationships, reach out to two people every day. Those could be friends, family, colleagues, children, significant other. Send a voice video or send a video recording of your voice to somebody, just saying what they mean to you. Send a text message, do a Zoom call, FaceTime. Stay in touch with those that you love, because you'll start to drift and sedate if you don't stay grounded to people that matter to you. Then last, listen to something every day, watch a YouTube video, read a book, read a magazine, and then teach or declare that. And if you do those things as a new practitioner, you will continuously be taking care of yourself so you can take care of others.
That's right. Sounds like you're saying live life, man, live life. And that's really, it's beautiful, beautiful.
That's great. Great advice.
Thank you. I love that, Mary.
That's, I know.
I'm glad we have this on tape.
Well, this has been a long time coming. You've been on our list for a long time. So I'm glad we got this, you know, got this done today.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate being your guest today. And hopefully there's some takeaways. And as John DeMartini would always tell me, there might be some things you want to take notes on. So I'd recommend you to get out a pen and paper and start doing that.
I've been taking notes as I try not to look down. I don't know if we're going to read them at the end, but.
And there was a lot, there was a ton of takeaways. Yeah. And I just want to thank everybody. Thank our viewers, you know, Jim, thank you for being with us. Of course, Mary, always thanking you for being that we can walk side by side every day with each other. But to our viewers, I want to thank you especially for sharing this, for, you know, constantly promoting chiropractic and, you know, being on the vision and the mission of creating a brighter future for humanity. And mostly just keep on keeping on, because we've got a big job to do to make this world a healthier place to live. We drop episodes of Life by Life West every other week. The weeks in between that, we drop our Life West leadership line. Thank you. I mean, we're up to 4,000 viewers on these, and we really thank you so much. Keep sharing with people that you feel can get something out of it. And, you know, they'll go, but believe me, they'll get something out of it. So please keep sharing it and keep spreading the word of chiropractic. And until we see you again at another Life by Life West, just know that between myself, Jim, and Mary, we love and appreciate you and all that you do for the world. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.